Proclamation number 6208 of 8th of March, 1955. Will to God and power of the word weapons against enemy. The strength of grace and the spirit from me is strong enough to displace all evil if you consciously oppose it and want to live your life in accordance with my will. But bear in mind that I can only pour out my spirit upon a person if he fully and completely professes me in his heart and if he establishes the connection with me through his will to love. Thus, if his decision of will on earth has already been made to belong to me and to separate himself from my adversary, only then will his heart be open into which I can now pour my spirit. Or the connection with me is so intimately established that my strength will overflow into him. And my strength is my spirit, the emanation of my never-ending love. Hence such a connection makes the human being my child, which is now able to hear my voice, and I watch over my child and never let it be snatched away from me, for I possess its will. And I also have a full right to this child towards my adversary, whom I truly do not restrict in his right as long as my living creation's will is still turned away from me and therefore it is still his share. But as soon as it has entered my will, possession, I will no longer give it away, and this means that I will also no longer hand it over to his power, even though he will try to win it back until the human being's death. But he will always try you and approach you again and again in order to lure you into his realm. He will awaken desires in you. He will touch you where you are still vulnerable. He will not refrain from anything which seems successful to him because he knows about your weakness. Yet as long as you are willing to fulfill my will, as long as you place my will above everything, thus as long as you consciously strive towards me and want to be mine, he cannot achieve anything and you will be able to resist all temptations. For you are, after all, permeated by my strength, especially when my presence is proven to you through my address. And this strength is truly sufficient to repel him and also every hostile being which wants to harass you. Moreover, my word is strength itself, and thus if you let me speak myself, when I can let my word resound through your mouth, then the spheres are also purified of all evil spirits in which you find yourselves. And only beings of light surround you are those whom you should help but who are not allowed to harass you and also come to you completely soothed, whose love they feel and to whom they surrender. How limited would my power be and how small my love if I did not grant protection to those who have found me and also offer me the weak strength to help in the work of salvation. As long as I am the aim, my adversary does not have the slightest influence on a person, but he uses all opportunities when the person has other gods besides me. When he allows himself to be captured by the world, when his love is not yet exclusively meant for me and the bond with me is not yet complete, then there is danger that the temptations will become stronger and stronger and the human being will succumb to these temptations. For only the will decides which Lord wins him. The will alone resists him who is devoted to me, who has already decided in favor of me, who never ever wants to lose me, for this will secures him a supply of strength from me and now he need never ever fear the adversary. Amen.